everyone, and welcome back to the Like Mother, Like Daughter podcast. I'm Lauren, the daughter.
And I am Jamie, the mother. And we are so excited to be back recording this podcast with you, or not with you, but today, so that you can hear it. okay. Anyway, I don't know. I guess I should have been the one to introduce besides that. Anyway. We have a little bit planned, and we're going to start with our lights, and then we're going to get into the topic of the evening. And so are you ready? Do you have your raincoat on? Are you ready to jump and dive
in? I actually don't have my raincoat because I don't have my raincoat on because I can't find my raincoat. Anyway, that's a sore subject. Anyway, yeah, I'm ready to dive into the lights. I'm excited to do like a traditional episode because I know last week was like little deviant from what we normally do, but
all right, so let's go back to a regular typical everyday episode, and we're going to start with our lights. So Lauren, why don't you start with your low light of the week?
Yeah, okay, so I was kind of deciding between like which thing is gonna be my low and which one's gonna be my medium, but my medium ended up having a happier, I guess, ending, so I'll just say that's the medium. So my low light for the week is that I am under the impression that I believe I am allergic to my house, or at least the village of Buffalo Grove, because this was not the first time, actually. Like the other times I've been home this semester, I have come home in like a tizzy fit of sneezes and nose blowing, and it's like mostly usually happens at night. And then my throat's all tickly, and I'm doing like that mm-mm sound. Like, no one wants to hear me reenact that. And I can't figure out like why, because I've lived in this house for 21 years, and I don't know why I'm having reactions. And then as soon as I'm back at school, I'm like totally fine. And then I was actually like sneezing also in like my friend's basement the other day. So like, I don't know what it is. Something in the Buffalo Grove water is not reacting well with me, and I'm feeling like maybe if it happens again when I'm home over winter break, I might have to like go to the doctor or allergist or something, because I had to take Benadryl like two nights this week, and like that just doesn't seem right, especially when it's like no end of November. Like, this is not allergy season time, so just a little odd, but and it was very frustrating. But that's it. That's my low.
I certainly don't want you to be allergic to me or Dad or Jackie's flea powder.
I'm allergic to Jackie's flea powder.
Does anyone get that reference? If you do, you get an extra bonus point.
You do get an extra bonus point, though. Jackie does not have flea powder, so.
But you can tag us in a mention on social
media.
Yeah,
right. They will definitely do that. We have really committed listeners here, so.
We would love to know if you know what that reference is about the flea powder and being allergic. Okay, so my low of the week happened to be – I don't know if this is your medium because I feel like it's your medium.
It is probably my medium, but you can tell the story or start telling it.
So Lauren had a case of, like, the missing glasses this past week. Was this your medium?
Yes.
Okay, and it was really hard.
I had the case of the missing everythings.
Right, so there's several things right now that are on the list of missing things that we are not able to locate. One is glasses. Two is a shoe. Three is a raincoat. We did find the jumpsuit, so that is off the list. Is there any other things that are currently missing?
I feel like I'm missing another thing, but I don't remember right now.
Anyway, so like, that's the low, is like I am usually the one who's like comes to the rescue, like, oh, this is what you're missing. And like every time I looked in the places, I was like not able to find anything. So I felt kind of like a failure of a mom. Like it was just really hard for me because I want to be the one to like save the day and have you find things. And it was just a big bummer that I couldn't help and be there for you in your hour of need. So that was my low.
I understand. Yeah, I understand how that feels. First of all, you are not a failure. We are working, although I was not good about it today, we are working on trying not to say I am statements, like, especially in a negative way. Maybe you felt a certain way, but you aren't a certain way. So let's be cognizant.
I felt badly because I
Yes, I know. I know how that feels because moms usually do come to the rescue with missing items. So it kind of like leads me to believe that like, well, I guess the thing with the glasses, which I can explain, which is my medium light. So anyway, so just I don't want to make this like too long and boring for most people. But basically, as maybe some of you know, I wear glasses / contacts. So I usually wear contacts like all day long. And then at nighttime, when I take my contacts out, I put my glasses on so I can like watch TV, read, scroll on my phone, etc. before bed. Sometimes I wear my glasses more frequently, but usually like not on a daily basis unless like my eyes are bothering me or whatever. And so at least the time I was home. So I got home on Thursday of last week. And then I was, like, only wearing my glasses, like, to bed from, like, then on. So I either, like, leave them, like, on, like, the bed next to me or, like, on, like, I have a little, like, holder thing that I put stuff in. But I don't – sometimes, like, when Max isn't home, I, like, put stuff on his bed because I don't want to, like – because it's just, like, easier to not – I don't have to shove everything, like, on the ground or in little crevices. So basically I was, like, putting my glasses on his bed – and then Max got home, and then as soon as, like, the night whirled around, I, like, went to go look for my glasses, and, like, they weren't there. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, they're probably somewhere, but, like, I'm not going to look for them right now. It's too late. I'm just going to go to bed. And then I looked the next day, couldn't find them, and then we just kept looking every single day, and they just did not turn up. Like, I figured they would just fell on the floor somewhere, and they were just not there. And I was just really getting frustrated because I, like, it's – I don't know – I mean, we all misplace things, but, like, I was, like, certain that I did not misplace this item. Like, it has – there was only one place it can be. And, like, mom's like, is it in this room? Is it under this? Is it in the garbage? And I'm like, I did not throw anything away. Like, I'm certain it was, like, on his bed or in this, like, case thing, like, this nightstand case. Like, there's no, like, way it's anywhere else. And I was just feeling really frustrated and confused. Like, maybe, like, I really did lose it. And I was starting to, like, doubt myself. And I feel like – we all have, like, times where we, like, mess up, but I feel like for the most part, I'm a very organized person, and I, like, keep things in the same places. Like, I've always been pretty good about that generally, like, knowing where my things are. So I was just, like, feeling really down on myself. It kind of, like, turned into this whole, like, spiral of, like, I was saying those things, like, the failure stuff, too, and I'm not good enough, and, like, I couldn't find a bunch of other things. So it was all kind of, like, accumulating and, like, making me question, like, almost, like, my worth, which is, like, so silly because, like, misplacing items are, like, not supposed to be tied to that, but just kind of, like, I don't know, I feel like I am a certain – what, like, I feel like I portray a certain role, and then, like, other people maybe, like, call that into question. I don't know. It just brought out a lot of insecurities that I have and, like, whatever. Not – it's not whatever, but, like, that's the gist of it. Long story short, the glasses did were found in the state of Missouri because Max had them the whole time. Not trying to call him out, though I did know that I did not lose them. So that was why I was a medium, because it turned out okay, and like the whole idea like worries aren't worth it, whatever. But it was very frustrating at the time. So that was hard. But you know, besides all of those allergies, the glasses, like it was all in all a pretty great week. So
yeah, it really was. So
we'll talk about that soon.
So my medium light happened in terms of the Thanksgiving celebrations, of which we had two. We had a family Thanksgiving, and it's always a joy to spend Thanksgiving with the people you love. So we did part with my parents, so Mima and Papa, and that's the interesting part, that we always have pizza for our yummy, delicious dinner. Instead of having a turkey dinner, we have pizza. I know it's weird. And then the second half, we went to dessert at our in-laws or your cousin's house, which was great. Thank you so much for having us over, Emiax. And then the other thing that we did that was super fun was we had an Apache Friendsgiving. So that was so, so nice. And so many people showed up. There was a couple people that couldn't make it because they had other prior engagements, and I totally get it, or were out of town. But overall, we had a really good crew of people that were able to come, and plenty of food, and it was really just all about being together. So, so glad that we could do that last week, and, you know, heading into the Thanksgiving holiday. Loved it. So that was our other awesome part of the week, my mediums.
Yeah, so agreed. All of that, all of the stuff kind of goes into my highlight of the week, which was just like overall being home, spending time with family, and also just seeing my friends, a lot of my friends that I hadn't seen since like August or prior to. So in addition to like Thanksgiving with my family and the Friendsgiving with my camp friends, I also had a lot of fun with a bunch of other things. I went to a bar crawl in Wrigleyville on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, which was a lot of fun. Definitely like out of my comfort zone a little bit, just because like I had logistics and like those kinds of things. Just like the planning aspect is a little anxiety inducing for me, but it ended up working out. We went to like a bunch of places. We made use of like the money, even though like of course those kinds of things are always going to be a little bit of like a rip off, but like I would overall it was worth it. I saw a lot of people I hadn't seen in a while, people literally haven't seen since like high school, which was crazy and like always a good time to run into people and be with my close friends, celebrating my friend Melissa's birthday as well. And then of course, which I'm sure you're going to talk about in your highlights, so I won't spare too many details, but celebrating your birthday and all the fun festivities that went along with that as well, especially Friday night. So I'm sure you'll share that.
Yeah. So my birthday, so for my highlight, my birthday was really on Wednesday. And then Thursday was Thanksgiving and Wednesday was this bar crawl. And I certainly didn't want you guys to like have to miss out on doing that. So we postponed celebrating my birthday with you guys until Friday night. And I thought, let's do something totally different and fun. And because you guys are 21, I'm like, let's go and celebrate at a bar. And there's this really cool piano bar a couple towns over in Arlington Heights. Most of our listeners obviously know where that is. And so we went and we had a really good time. The music was fun. I mean, of course, I wanted all of my requests to be played, and they, you know, certainly weren't. Maybe it, you know,
Little
once.
rude Dario.
So anyway, it was fun though. A piano bar is super fun. We went for Mexican first.
Which was
Zoe
very
joined
good,
us.
by the way.
The Mexican food was great. Shout out to Ma Mago.
Yep.
Mexican food in Arlington Heights. Delicious, delicious. And I loved it that we could just like walk through this hallway and we're ending up walking down a set of stairs and we're in the piano bar. And that was really great. So it was just all in all a really fun evening. And thank you to Stacey, Allen, Jake, and Jordan for coming later and celebrating with us too. You guys made it a lot of fun and it was just a great night. So really fun. And thanks for making the first night of my, or the, I guess the third night of my 51st birthday, a wonderful one. And thank you so much for, you know, celebrating with me. I love that. Like, it's really cool because in our family, everyone has birthdays that are in some kind of a vacation. So mine is over Thanksgiving. Corey's happens over winter break. And yours is in the summer. So like
Yeah, and
without,
Papa and Mima too have like holiday
yeah.
birthdays as well, or like vacation break
Right.
birthdays.
So we're super
It
lucky
works out
because,
really well, yeah.
yeah, so that makes it super fun. So everyone, you know, gets to be together. We only missed one of, well, we missed a few of your birthdays when you were away at overnight camp at Camp Shy. And then we missed one of Max's when he was celebrating, when he had to work that year at Sabra. But otherwise, for the rest of your life, I mean, if we're all living in the same places, we'll be able to celebrate together. So that's awesome.
Awesome.
All right. So did we do it all? All
Yeah.
right, so those are the lights. And now we're going to get into the topic of the evening, which is like a double kind of thing. We're going to talk about how we get through the emotional comings and goings of kids away at college, as well as that Sunday scaries feeling. And I think it's kind of all wrapped up into one. So whether you call it report stomach or Sunday scaries, there's just this like feeling that you have, and it's like starts creeping up. Like for me, at least, like I don't know, I have always had a hard time with goodbyes. It really goes back to like when I was a young child and we would go visit my grandparents in Florida, and I would like cry for the 15, like maybe 15 minutes or so, like on the way to saying goodbye and then getting in the car and like leaving their house would always be so much sadness and like anxiety and emotional, you know, outbursts. And my dad would be like, stop crying. You know, we're never going to be able to come back if you're crying like this. Like he was kind of like that a little bit instead of, you know, like I think it was just probably frustrating. And dad, I'm sorry, because I know you will be listening. It wasn't like, I don't know. I'm sure that you weren't meaning it to be like that, but it was hard. And I was probably a little bit over the top with it. And I seriously had tears of like sadness and emotional. And that goes for any goodbye. Like when I'm saying goodbye, when my sister comes in town and like I'm saying goodbye to her. And it's, you know, it's just, I don't know, this used to happen when I would say goodbye to Minimum Pa when my grandparents would like go to Florida originally, or and my great grandmother, like all of those goodbyes bring out so much emotion in me. And it's hard. So that's kind of like what I was dealing with up for the last few days, like leading up to this. It's like you come home and you feel like you have this whole big block of time. And then I kept reminding myself, like, I don't want to spend the last day leading up to this feeling sad. Like I, you know, I didn't want to feel like that on Saturday all day. So I kept having to like pep talk myself about it. So, and I don't know. I know that you're not, Lauren, like you deal with this differently. Maybe, I don't know. How do you feel about it?
I don't know. I feel like my emotions like definitely work differently than yours. Like you're more like sentimental maybe than I, or like maybe you're not more sentimental, but like in terms of like that your tears are like ways that you show that, I think a little bit more. I feel like for me, when I like cry, it's more in a time of like being overwhelmed maybe, which like could be in a time of like saying goodbye. I remember one of the semesters I was coming back to school, like I was just super anxious like in general, and I remember being like really sad you guys were leaving, like more than I normally would be. So like, but I think that wasn't even like really because I was like saying goodbye. It was just like I was like nervous about like what was to come, and I think like that could be part of it. I think like for me, I don't really like, maybe it's just because right now I'm like in a state of like being in college, like you're constantly going back and forth, like to home and to school, or like even, you know, you go to visit a friend and like you're just kind of always like bebopping around, and like it feels so weird like when you're it's like every time you go to a place it's like you never left that place to begin with. Like it's a weird transition, like how quickly like I'm home or I'm back at school, even like today as I'm back, like it is weird. But I think like I'm so used to it that like it doesn't really hit me that I'm like not coming home for like a certain period of time, like until like after the fact. Like I don't like when I'm hugging you guys goodbye, like it doesn't really feel like anything. That makes sense.
It doesn't,
except for today. But today I was just like stressed about all the other stuff,
right?
And I wanted like, and I didn't feel like, and I was also crying because I didn't get a proper goodbye that I wanted, like a nice goodbye. Like it was in a panic and a stress, and like I didn't know you were not coming in the car, and then I was just like sad, and then Jack wasn't saying goodbye to me, and then like I don't know, and then I was just stressed. I couldn't find all the stuff that I was lost, and like it was more like that was why I was crying, not because I was like sad to go back to school. Like even a few days ago, I was like sitting on my bed, like laying trying to go to sleep, and I was like, wow, I'm actually excited to go back to school a little bit, like just like back to my routine. Like I was looking forward to it. So yeah, I think like maybe it's just because I'm always going back. Like I remember even for this upcoming school year, like I didn't really process I was leaving until like after I was here. So I don't know.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. Maybe people can relate to that.
I'm sure it's different for everybody, and you know, there's obviously no right or wrong. It's just that I think definitely it has gotten easier over these past 3+ years. Like, I'm not going to say that it's the same as it was the first time, because I think like every time I would walk past your guys' room, or you know, it was just on and I would feel like that. And now I'm just, I think I've gotten, I mean, I know I've gotten way better at it. But it still hits me. Like, I'm just still one of those people that goodbyes are really hard. I'm like, I don't know. I think it's just a part of me. I wish there was something I could do differently. And I guess, like, why do I care that much to change it? I mean, this is just who it is. And I'm 51 years and I should just, like, own it, because this is just how it goes for me when I say goodbye to people. Or when things end, it's just emotional and it takes me a little bit to then reset. And, you know, I have to kind of figure out a way to deal with it, or to move past it, or through it, or to be okay with it, because it's okay. And, like, really, you know, there is only 19 days or something like that. Like, you would count it because you have, like, this countdown for your, you know, graduation. And so, like, it's less than that, because Max will be home in less than that, so he can come to go to, you know, graduation and all of that. So it will be okay, and I'm going to be fine. It's just that it's hard. And so I just wanted to kind of shed, like, a spotlight on it, just because I'm sure that I am not the only one that is like this. And I don't know, just offer some strategies on how to deal with it and work through it.
For sure, yeah.
So some things that I do is, like, kind of get into, you know, a routine again. So, you know, today it just happened that I'm not going to talk about it now because I want to use it for the one I'm into, but I started reading something. So, like, I switched the gears a little bit, and instead of feeling so sorry and so down, I you know, did something that I enjoy doing. So that would have been, and that could be anything. Maybe it's like taking a bath or lighting a candle, or, you know, listening to music is something I really like to do, and, like, dance or watching a video that, like, brings me joy. So something like that could have been really a positive, healthy way to kind of change the mood for myself. And, you know, ultimately it's like, and I know I've talked about this a whole bunch, but when your kids are in a good place, you are in a good place. And so I know that you are excited to go back, and, you know, so that makes me feel good. I know that, like, Max is like me. He too gets that emotional, like, you know, tears start welling up in his eyes. And, like, you know, he has that same kind of, you know, emotional side to him that I do. And when we were saying goodbye to him, I could have stood out there the whole time to watch the car drive down the street. And that's what I usually do, because, like, I like to be the one waving and I don't want to walk away. And you guys started going in, and Dad was like, I think he just needs to, like, have the space. And
whereas kind of, like, I would have wanted you to come and, like, wave goodbye down the street.
I'm like the wave goodbye down the street kind of person.
No, I know, but I would like that.
Well, he probably would too, but Dad was like, I think we should need to go in and, like, give him space and, like, help him, you know, give him that push to, like, move forward. And it was really cute because you guys were like, look, Zoe and him are hugging. It's okay. He's going to be okay. And, like, that made me feel a lot better to see that, because I know that they'll take care of each other and they have each other. And that makes me feel really happy about that for him. So, you know, but he too is, you know, it's just like me. And I think that plunging in or diving into, like, something that makes you feel good, is a healthy thing to do. Maybe calling somebody would be a good thing if you needed to talk to somebody or just get a hug, you know, from somebody. So I'm going to use those strategies and techniques. And that's basically what I did today. So how was your ride back? And, like, did you, you know, I also always love to, like, send this, like, text, you know, to, like, final text of, like, have a safe trip. And I love being with you and whatever I write, to you and to Max. And, like, I think you beat me to it. Like, you were saying goodbye to me first before I even got to, like, send that off to you today.
Mm-hmm. I did. I feel like if no one does, if you don't do it, like, right away, I'll probably do it.
Yeah. And it all is like part of that whole thing too is like it was such a great little vacation, even though it was like there's a lot of quiet and, you know, just hanging around and whatever. I think it was a lot of hustle and bustle in the beginning, but like over the last couple of days, I don't know, it just seems like it's been more mellow. And for me, like I've been thinking, oh gosh, I have so many emails sitting in my inbox for work and so many things to do over the next few days. And like, it was just like, I didn't want to take a look at my emails. I really wanted that break and that rest, you know, separate from work. And so now, of course, those Sunday scaries or that report stomach sets in because now I'm like, oh my God, I have so much to do.
Yeah, I totally feel that. I had a lot of work to do over the break, which was like very annoying. But like I got like the big chunk of like what I need to do out of the way. And then I kind of was like, okay, I'm just going to like do the rest at a later time. And like just when I could and like relax, enjoy, like when I got a certain amount done for the day, whatever, like I would really put it away and like not think about it, 'cause it was really important for me to be like as present as possible. And like now I'm feeling the same way, like as you were, I don't know, a little bit ago. I don't remember what was being talked about, but I do remember like maybe 5 minutes ago kind of like zoning out, 'cause I remembered like what I had, how many things I have coming up before like I graduate and like classes end in a week and a half. Like they literally a week and a half, and like by the time that week is over, like I have like 3 or 4 papers to do. So like I have like 2 weeks. I don't know. It's just like it's all gonna get done, but like before you think, like, and like the same with you, like checking your emails, like it all gets done, but it's like, and once you do it, it's like not really that big of a deal, but like it's just the prospect of starting it like sounds so daunting before you do it.
Yeah. And last week I had like Wednesday off because I took off like for my birthday, and then Thursday was Thanksgiving, and we had Friday off together. And so like it was 5 days of kind of like just hanging without, you know, without like, I mean, there was a schedule because we had some plans in there, but it wasn't like this whole, you know, it wasn't work and it wasn't that. It was just, you know, so, but it'll all work itself out. And I think for some of that stuff, it's like, the more you sit and wait and watch it, like it doesn't go away. You just have to start doing it. So that will be the work ahead of me tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you have to just go head first.
Head first, fearless. Yeah, just dive
get
in.
It done. Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to think.
Any other thoughts?
I feel like you asked me something, but then you didn't like. I didn't answer it. I don't really know. It was like something about how when I got back, but I don't really remember. So whatever.
And like, are you somebody that like when you get back, you put, I know you are, but you put everything away right away and like everything's
all
in its
place right now? To make up for my feelings of lack of like disorganization, I actually like reorganized. Like I refolded a lot of my closet and my drawers when I got back and was unpacking. So that felt really like nice to do. And I like put a podcast in, and the time just kind of like went by. So that was like a good strategy for sure. Like I think, you know, doing like annoying tasks, like little like chores or even like work and stuff, can just feel like daunting, whatever. But I think you kind of have to like try to find ways to like make it enjoyable. Like even if like when I'm doing work, like I try to like listen to music or like give myself little like markers, like if when I finish this I can do that, and like just making it more like enjoyable, I guess, is like a good idea as well when you're just feeling like kind of blah.
Yep, that's the total thing. And right now I keep looking over because our Hanukkah lights are, tonight's the first night of Hanukkah, so like the warmth of the Hanukkah candles is like a fun, you know, when you see those Hanukkah candles lighting like your house, it's just, it's a warm feeling, and it I don't know, it just kind of brightens the mood and everything.
I totally agree, although it does feel weird to like celebrate Hanukkah at school a little bit.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I feel like it's a very home activity.
Yeah, we're gonna have to light some candles.
Last year I was home like for that whole time.
For sure. It is crazy. Well, we'll get some time to light together, and we'll do some present exchanging when you come back.
Present schmezen.
Yeah. So This was nice. Thank you so much for indulging me with this topic, Lauren, because I felt like I wanted to kind of put a spotlight on it because it's something that I've gone through so many different times, and I know that there's probably a lot of people that have freshmen in college right now, or I know like are anticipating how it's going to feel, even if you've got kids that are in high school and like you're like, oh my God, they're going to go away, because I did that so much of your high school years. Like, I was like, oh my God, I only have one more year of this, one more year of that. Like every year it was like such a big deal. And now like that's all kind of coming to a close, which is a crazy thing. And I can't believe that either. So that's definitely going to be topics for the future.
Yeah, I agree. And I just also want to like kind of like say, because I feel like this is sort of related for people, like you kind of gave like the mother perspective. So I'll give like the daughter. So this kind of reminds me, when we were at Friendsgiving, I was talking with Emily Kopp, shout out, about her daughter who is a freshman now in college. And like she was saying how like miserable she is to like be home. It's like her first Thanksgiving like during college, and like all she wants to do is like go back to school. Like she's just crabby and like not having a good time and just like is dying to go back. And I like remember when I was a freshman, like I felt the same way over Thanksgiving break and winter break. Like, I was just, like, so excited to go back. Like, I was counting down the seconds. Like, I was just, like, I missed school. Like, it was just crazy. And it kind of, like, and now I was, like, I think as the years go on, you kind of get more and more, like, excited for your breaks maybe. Like, and I kind of feel like a lot of my friends have felt like that way for sure. So I just wanted to say like, or, but also like, I also want to say that, even if you are a freshman, like you don't feel like you had a great time in Thanksgiving break and like didn't really want to go back, or like you're homesick at school or whatever it might be. Like, it doesn't really matter what year you're in. Like, I just think like, just want to like normalize, like it's okay to feel like that. And like, there's always ups and downs of your college experience and like, but also just really try to like keep your head up. I think like kind of get looking forward to like dates when things happen, even if it's still at school, like fun things you're looking forward to is like a good way to kind of like keep your spirits up. And I also would say like, it can be really hard. Like, I know like you were kind of, this whole episode was at least about like how my mom can get really emotional. And like, I know it's hard when you have like parents who feel X, Y, Z way, like, maybe you don't have a great relationship with your parents, so like that can be hard to come home. Like, everyone has different situations, but I think like it's really important to just kind of like, obviously like don't ignore your family, but like, you know, really like think about yourself and like do what's best for you. And also like, especially with friends, I know how easy it is to compare with those people, especially like your friends when you all go to different schools. Like, it's really easy to like compare, because Thanksgiving breaks the time we all come home and like you share stories, and like that can be really challenging too. So, but like I said, just like keep your head up and like stay positive and do what you need to do, and like don't worry about what anyone else has to say. I don't know, that was kind of like a lot all over the place and a lot, but I just felt like it was worth kind of like sharing that. Like, I totally feel however you're feeling, I've been all of in every range of it, I guess.
Yeah, I love that. I have too, because I've also been the college girl. But I love that. For sure. That's what this is all about, is being able to give some light to the mother perspective, the daughter perspective, and kind of, you know, understand the middle and, you know, everything in between. So I love that, Laura, and I'm glad that you were sharing what it feels like from your end as the college student. It's awesome.
For sure. That I could hopefully help some, at least one person. That would be so great.
Yeah.
And you too. I'm sure your words also helped a lot of moms or dads out there who are feeling all of that you're feeling.
Yep. So, okay. So we're going to end that segment and dive in and talk about our lights of the week. So,
nope.
Not the lights. Oh my gosh. So what we're into. I knew that. I knew, but I just couldn't, you know, I don't know. I guess it's late now, you know, I'm getting old and it's time. Having a report stomach. When I'm 51, it's, you know, like I don't remember as much. So thank you. Because I just had a birthday. So the last time I was young, I was 50 when the last time we were recording. Now I'm 51.
You're old, girl. You're old.
Okay, so anyway, so what are we into for the week?
I am into Red Hood. Just kidding. I'd say Red Hood.
I mean, I am into that, but just, you know, to just pivot in a new direction and give some people some new content, I couldn't really think about, like, oh, like, this week, this is what I was doing. Because I feel like I was actually very, like, in the moment with our family and friends. Like, I wasn't really, like, spending my time, like, consuming content per se or, like, doing stuff. So it was kind of, like, challenging to think of something. But I will say something that I've been into for the last few weeks and, like, I'm just so immersed in and, like, can't wait for the rest of the season is Survivor. I feel like we actually watched the episode from last week today, so it's kind of, like, top of mind right now. But this season is just so good. I love watching it with you guys. We got to watch, like, the last two together. Shows like that are so much more fun for me to, like, watch with other people, like, reality shows like that, game shows. That's why it sucks when Max doesn't watch Big Brother because I can't talk about it with anyone. Anyway, not salty. But, you know, it's just, like, fun to – because it's such, like, a fast – especially this season of Survivor is, like, last day. So it's really, like, fast-paced and, like, so much going on and it's so intense and fun. And, like, it's just really exciting season. A lot of the players, I feel like, just really came to play. Like, they're just so strong and, like, into it and always, like, theorizing and talking strategy, which, like, I'm sure is really exhausting for them. But really fun as a viewer and, like – every time you watch these challenges and all the stuff, like, it's just so impressive. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, it would be, like, cool to be like, oh, I could be on Survivor one day. But, like, I really don't know if I could. You have to have a lot of not only physical strength but just, like, mental strength. Like, it just takes a lot out of you.
Oh, my God. And this week, I can't believe that she got kicked off.
Okay, don't spoil if anyone's watched it. But you said she. I know.
I
know.
I didn't.
It was crazy. And, like, the talking with the tribals, they didn't have that this week, but, like, the tribals are just – it is just all amazing. Like, I couldn't recommend a show more, like, if you're looking for a show. Like, I know it's not, like, a show, like, whatever, but it's on every week and all the seasons are – past seasons are on Hulu, so you could binge, like,
I don't think they are. They're on Hulu?
Not anymore?
I think they're on Paramount. They're on, like, Paramount.
Okay, well, they used to be on Hulu. I watched, like, a bunch of the old seasons. Now I
kinda
wanna,
God, I'm going to look and see. I'm going to look and see because I would love to go back and watch some old ones, but I think they're on like a Paramount thing, which is such.
Well, it'd be on CBS, not Paramount.
Dad said it was
Paramount. It's on here. It's season one.
Oh, my God. I might watch.
34 is on Hulu.
Oh, that's awesome. I think I might go back and watch one.
Yeah, it is just so much fun. Like, and I could not recommend it more. It's like every episode we're like, whoo-hoo.
I know, it's so exciting.
This is my formal
declaration.
Formal declaration, yes, that I will be marrying Xander in the future. So if you're listening to this, Xander, hit me up.
Yeah. Slide into her DMs. Slide into her DMs.
He got a little crushy.
I know.
He's just
really
awesome. He's just, and he's cute, but he's just really awesome. He's like such a good competitor. Like
smart. He's at University of Chicago, athletic. Guys.
I know. Oh, he's just well-rounded. We love to see it.
Why don't we go stalk around the University of Chicago and, like, go find him?
Okay. Let's do it. Next time I'm home.
awesome. So, okay. So, I'll go. The What I'm Into started today. It is a really good book by Christina Lauren.
It's also my What I'm Into a few weeks ago.
Oh, you were into this a few weeks ago? It's called Love and Other Words. It's a kind of like a then and now perspective of these two people.
Yeah, I explained all of this a few weeks
ago.
Okay,
all right. Well, it's so good. Macy and Elliot. Oh my God. I'm so into it. Rarely do I like ever walk and take a book with me. So like I literally had to go walk Jack and I was like, I don't want to put this down. So instead of listening to a podcast or like listening to music, I took the book and I was like, okay, I literally walked on a 20-minute walk and read this book with my dog with me. And I think I'm at like 17% now. So I am in, loving it and, you know, might not go to work tomorrow just to like read this book all day. Just kidding. I'll be at work. I'll work really hard, but I'm really into this story. So
it's really good. I can't wait for you to like get more into it and like finish it eventually. I'm sure you can tell like why I really liked it as well. Like it's definitely in one of the top books like I've ever read probably. So it always just like feels good to know that when you like see that.
It's so good. I know. And earlier today I was like, should I read this or should I read that? Because we had just finished.
You were like, so I was surprised when you like text me, like, I'm so into this book. I'm like, an hour ago you were like, I don't know what to read. You were like being like annoying about it kinda. Sorry.
But I don't know. I always gotta go with you. You pretty much always know the books I'm gonna like. So you can always read them first and then I'll follow you.
Where you lead,
I will follow. Anywhere. Okay.
Anyways, Lorelai, let's wrap this baby up. But yeah, this was a nice episode. I hope you guys like enjoyed it, got something out of it. If you like this podcast, which hopefully you do because you made it to the end, and I would assume, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. I'll be like transparent. Our viewer or listening has not been like up lately, so I would love for you to share this episode or maybe one of the ones in the recent weeks that you really liked to a friend or someone that you think would like it. It would really mean a lot to us. We're trying to like, especially when I graduate, like I have ideas or like things that I want to like do to help push the podcast and like boost it up, because this is something we both really like love doing every week and we would love to continue to grow. So it would be a big help if you guys could help make that happen. Like, you guys are the listeners and we couldn't do without you. So that's that. Follow us on Instagram at like mother like daughter pod, like our Facebook page. And yeah, that's like pretty much it. We hope you guys have a great week. Take care of yourself and others, and we'll see you next week. Bye.